There have been many tributes today to Mark, Louise and Evan O'Connor, the father, mother and son who were killed in their County Louth home. Testimonies from friends, colleagues and neighbours paint a picture of a tight-knit family, of much valued members of the community and of people who lived their lives to the full. The daycare centre attended by Evan, who had additional needs, described him as a bright, shining star who was adored by the community. Mark O'Connor's employer, the National Advocacy Service for People with Disabilities, said that throughout his career he had championed the rights of others. They said he brought incredible commitment, empathy and energy to his work. One man remains in custody. This morning, Garda Superintendent Andrew Waters spoke about the investigation.
Shortly before 10 a.m. yesterday, Monday the 29th of September 2025, Garda received a call at a domestic residence at Drumgowna, Tallinstown in County Louth. On arrival at the house, uniformed Garda discovered three persons deceased. Mark O'Connor, aged 54, Louise O'Connor, aged 56, and their son, Evan O'Connor, aged 27. Eryeshde Gareva Hanamnaka. The O'Connor family are very well known and respected family. They are very good neighbours and friends and an integral part of the local community in Drumgowna, but also in the extended area across the counties of Louth and Monaghan. A family liaison officer has been assigned to support the O'Connor family. And Garda Síochána O'Connor will keep the family informed of the ongoing investigation, and we will support them in every way possible as they come to terms with this terrible tragedy. I am appealing for privacy for the family at this time. On Garda Síochána O'Connor, we will also closely support the local community in the Drumgowna and surrounding areas over the coming days and weeks as they also come to terms with the violent death of their neighbours. Shortly after the Garda arrived at the house yesterday morning, other Garda responding arrested a male nearby, aged in his 30s, in connection with this homicide incident. The male is currently detained at a Garda station in the Louth area under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984. Garda Síochána are today continuing an investigation into all the circumstances of this family tragedy. The scene remains subject of an ongoing forensic investigation by the Garda National Technical Bureau and divisional search teams. The offices of the coroner and the state pathologist have been notified. Yesterday evening, the remains of the deceased were removed from the scene to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. Post-mortem examinations will commence this morning. An instant room has been established at RD Garda Station. In addition, a senior investigating officer has been appointed to oversee this investigation. And Garda Síochána are not looking for any other person at this juncture in connection with this investigation. And finally, I would appeal to anybody who has not come forward yet or who has not spoken to Garda Síochána yet to come forward and talk with the investigation team. They can contact us here at Drogheda Garda Station at 041 987 4200. They can ring the Garda confidential line 1800 666 111, or they can contact any Garda station or indeed any member of Garda Síochána that they feel they can talk to.
Superintendent Andrew Waters talking to journalists this morning. To bring us through today's developments, I'm joined by our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll. Mark, where does the investigation stand this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, throughout the morning and into this afternoon, members of the community have been laying floral tributes at the Garda cordon, which remains around the O'Connor family home this lunchtime. The scene remains the subject of an ongoing forensic and technical examination by the Garda National Technical Bureau. Yesterday evening, the bodies of Mark, Louise and Evan O'Connor were taken from the family home to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, where Garda have said post-mortem examinations will take place today. It's understood the three family members were violently attacked and sustained fatal injuries. Gardaí have said that they're continuing to investigate all of the circumstances surrounding yesterday morning's incident. However, the working assumption is that the three family members were murdered, and the use of a firearm during the incident has also been ruled out by investigating Gardaí. Now, a man in his 30s was arrested nearby yesterday morning, and he continues to be questioned at a Garda station in the Northwest region this lunchtime. He's being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and can be held for a maximum period of 24 hours. So it's likely to be later this afternoon or this evening, Rachel, when we find out if this man will have charges put to him or if he will be released. And Gardaí have also said they're not looking for anyone else in relation to this incident.
Mark, I was talking to a friend of Mark O'Connor's earlier and we'll be hearing that interview shortly. And I think from everything we've been hearing over the past few hours, it's no exaggeration to say that Mark and Louise and Evan, they really were the best of us. What have you been hearing about them?
That's correct, Rachel, and really testament to the family, the widespread tributes that have been paid to them from across many different community groups yesterday and today, and the wider community here in the Drumgownna area still trying to come to terms with yesterday's tragic events. The administrator of the parish of Louth, Father Gerry Campbell, visited the scene here a short time ago, and he told me that yesterday's events are like a ripple effect in the water, as just they're beginning to be felt across the wider area and indeed the country as people try to come to terms with what has unfolded. And the family were very well liked and well regarded. Evan, who had additional needs, was attending a daycare centre in Drogheda, and it's understood that his body and the bodies of his parents were discovered yesterday morning by a staff member who called to the house to collect him. And in a statement this afternoon from the staff at Praxis Care, the hub in Drogheda, they paid tribute to who they called their little buddy. They say he was nothing short of a bright shining star. He was loved and adored by all the staff in the hub, and he had built great relationships with the staff as he had been attending there since he was 18 years of age. And they say he went to the hub 5 days a week, where he embraced a healthier lifestyle, trying new foods, swimming regularly, enjoying aqua aerobics, and his commitment and enthusiasm, they say, were so inspiring that he was recently recognised with an award for health and well-being. And of course, tributes also being paid today, Rachel, to his parents. Miss O'Connor was a very active woman in the community. She was involved in a number of social causes, including fundraising for mental health services and cancer charities. And then the National Advocacy Service for People with Disabilities have also paid tribute to their colleague Mark O'Connor. In a statement, Joanne Condon, the national manager, has said that Mark joined the advocacy service in 2021. He was regional manager in the Midlands Northeast region. He was kind, thoughtful and valued, and he was widely respected and was a much loved member of their senior leadership team, she said. She said Mark was known to us all as a true gentleman in the way he treated those around him. His warmth, generosity of spirit and professionalism touched countless lives, she said, within their workplace and beyond. And also, as you mentioned, Rachel, several tributes being paid to Mark today from wider sporting organisations that he was involved in as well.
Mark O'Driscoll in County Louth this afternoon. Thank you very much for that. Well, Mark O'Connor's running club, North East Runners, say his commitment to the sport was an inspiration to all and that his kindness and spirit enriched the entire community. Rory Mulholland is the chairman of North East Runners and he's been telling me about Mark.
Mark joined the club in 2018 and quickly became an active and valued member. He competed across road, track and cross country with enthusiasm and dedication. He was the friendliest person you could meet, really. We're a broad club of ages from 18 to 80, but everyone would look forward to running with Mark. He's just so easy to relate to and talk to. His kindness was valued by the whole club.
And reading about Mark, he wasn't just an enthusiastic athlete. He was very good.
Absolutely. He was really dedicated to his training. He ran the Boston Marathon earlier this year, and he was currently training for the Dublin Marathon, and just completed his longest run on Sunday. He picked up running in his mid 40s, and he trained to a high level with us.
This has been obviously terrible news for everybody in the area. What sort of impact has this awful news had on the club?
Well, it's I suppose it's just such a loss to our club and to the broader community. As I said, Mark was really, I suppose, just such a kind person. He was an inspiration. The pride he took in his family, his advocacy work, and you know, balancing a busy home life and training to a high level with the North East Runners. So really, it's just dreadful and a big impact across the community here.
I know you hope that in the coming days you'll be able to organise some sort of way for the members of the club and maybe others too to come together.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I suppose just a way of remembering Mark, and I suppose the time he spent training with the club, as well as Louise and Evan. Maybe just to gather together and to have those memories.
And our thanks to Rory Mulholland from North East Runners for speaking to us earlier. Just one other line from the statement given to us by the centre where Evan attended. One other line that I thought I'd bring to you because it caught my eye. It said, if you were on the 100X bus going from Drogheda to Dundalk, you would often have heard Evan singing his beautiful songs, most famously Ruby by the Kaiser Chiefs. That was when you knew Evan was looking forward to his plate of chips and can of Coke. Evan was such a bright, jolly young man with so much to offer life, always finding a way to cheer everyone up just by being around. He also had a knack for one-liners that never failed to make people laugh. We'll have more for you on the news at 1 after this break.